After my thorough disappointment in President Obama's speech at West Point last night, I couldn't help but rewrite the speech and hand it to Michelle.
And now for our first address to the nation, from Fort Hood, Texas, ladies and gentlemen, the First Lady of the United States.
Good evening, everyone. It is with great empathy and compassion that I come here tonight. I am sorry for your losses and trauma. Your pain and grief is America's. It has come to this country's attention through the tragedy that happened here 1 month ago that we must address the humanitarian crisis in our military. Our returning veterans are in terrible jeopardy, lacking the most basic human services from counseling to health care to housing to jobs. We need an immediate surge of not 30,000 troops, but $30 billion to effectively care for and repay our wounded warriors. Fort Hood is one of the largest bases with close to 45,000 service members and their families in the United States, a microcosm of the military world that so many are turning to because of a faltering economy. We are losing a generation to an ever-shifting cause and decentralized enemy. We can never root out Al-Qaeda or terrorism for that matter, for in this quest we create more Al-Qaeda and spread terror like swine flu. We need a productive and profound mission, one we can all understand. We cannot expect our armed forces to continue the relentless confusion that is Iraq and Afghanistan, because the military needs our help now. While they have sacrificed their time and bodies in defense of our nation, the stress on our men and women in the armed forces is resulting in higher divorce, domestic abuse, and terrifying numbers of homicides and suicides. At this base alone, there are 10 suicides a month. Let me be the first to offer my condolences for your loss. After your son, your daughter, your loved one gave their service and came home crippled by the trauma of war, it is imperative that we recognize their service and honor their memories. Our condolences to the families who suffer on a daily basis from the fallout of post-traumatic stress disorder. If we are going to ask the U.S. military to further serve and protect their country, then we must prepare and train for a new war, a war that needs a vital, exuberant, intelligent force. This war is not in Iraq or Afghanistan, it is not in Iran or Pakistan, because the time for revenge and retribution is over. We know that the women and children and elders of these nations had nothing to do with 9/11. 9/11 has been our raison d'etre, it is our all-consuming motivation, and has been sadly misplaced, and has not made our country safer. It has made the world a place of suspicion, distrust, horror, betrayal, and anguish. No, ladies and gentlemen, there is only one war left for us to wage. The distress signal is loud and clear. We must, as of today, start the war against global warming. This terror threatens every one of us. We must organize a global force and deploy them to plant gardens and trees, restore watersheds, and build the infrastructure for alternative and sustainable energy. We cannot afford another bomb or another warplane or massacre. We must and can afford to repair and address the morale of the United States military, and after 8 years of confusing battles and shifting sands, I want to offer you relief. For a moment, imagine your loved ones coming home tomorrow and deploying to our national forests, to our inner cities, to our own backyards. I know my husband, the president, is intent on escalating troops, and you can imagine the disagreement between us breeds tensions. But I want to suggest, with all due respect to him, that soldiers refuse to deploy, refuse to engage, refuse to do battle. It is the military that must stand down. Lay down your weapons and pick up your children and hold them tight and tell them your pledge to protect their future, restore their hope, and rebuild their broken dreams. Thank you, and God bless the whole world. This is Sherry Glazer Love.